everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman, I am your host, and I am the founder of EngagedFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. Today it is a frigid morning in Connecticut, and I'm on my way to work. So, I wanted to talk a little bit about Star Wars. This is like a really interesting time to be a Star Wars fan. Not that I'm a mega fan, because I'm not. We've been over this before. I really didn't kind of get into the Star Wars universe of fandom until, I think it was like 2015. But I enjoy it. I'm happy to, you know, kind of join those fans and kind of celebrate all these cool things that are happening. And between now, which is, yesterday was November 12th, which is the release of Disney Plus, which means the premiere of The Mandalorian. That's one piece of really cool Star Wars content. Not to mention the fact that that Disney Plus includes Star Wars Clone Wars and Star Wars Rebels and all these cartoons that were just impossible to find, and all of the movies available on a streaming service, which is super cool. But then on Friday, we have Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, which is a very exciting prospect. And we'll talk about, you know, some of the interesting pieces about that, because that's had an interesting voyage. And then Christmas time, I'm not sure what day it is. I know it's right around Christmas. Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker comes out. So this is like peak Star Wars right now, between The Mandalorian, which, by all accounts, I haven't watched it yet. By all accounts, everyone's very excited about. Everybody, a lot of folks that I have seen have been very, you know, very positive on it. And a new Star Wars game where we should have the embargo lifting later on today. I mean, we might be able to even kind of look it up. And then we've got Star Wars The Rise of the Skywalker, which, you know, it's going to be interesting. So, taking them one at a time. The Mandalorian is doing a couple of things differently. It is a show being released on a streaming service that is kind of following this new model where it's following a new model where instead of releasing the whole season all at once and letting people binge, it's actually going to release new chapters every week between now and after Christmas. So chapters 1 through 8. And that is a relatively new model that's been being experimented on with Netflix has experimented with it. I mean, HBO obviously did it because they've, you know, they are a traditional cable network first. But the, you know, to have streaming services kind of experiment with that, and I think this makes sense because now new episodes of The Mandalorian coming out, those are an event now, and Star Wars gets like 8 events as each episode comes out, which I think is very cool, very exciting. Again, I haven't seen it. I might, you know, I'll watch it and see, you know, what my thoughts are, and maybe we'll talk about it on an episode here. But the fact that last night everybody got a Star Wars experience, right? Like, everybody got to have, like, not watching something that they love from their childhood, but everybody got to legit watch a brand new piece of Star Wars content. You know, I heard a lot of people talking about how they felt like they were kids again. And, man, that is one of the powers of Star Wars, is it really does have the ability to kind of bring you back to kind of that childlike wonder. I'm sad that I missed some of that, but I can't wait. So next let's talk about Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. I'm super excited about this game. It comes out Friday. Why they would have released it up against a Pokemon game, I'm not sure, but I guess, you know, decisions are what they are. It needed to come out before holiday. This is a single-player, story-focused game that's not going to have any DLC. I'm sure it'll have some kind of story DLC down the line, but it's not going to have loot boxes or, you know, any of that. And it is a self-contained story, which is something that EA has struggled with. We've talked about this on various podcasts in the past. Just search up Star Wars on any of my podcast feeds and you'll see it. Basically, they signed up for a 10-year contract to have the exclusive license for making Star Wars games, and they have largely squandered it, at least in the eyes of people who are really, really interested in single-player, story-driven, narrative games. They've canceled a bunch of projects. They tried to shoehorn one into being like a Destiny clone. That ended up not working. There were studios closed over all of this. It was a mess. Finally, Respawn, they're the folks that make Titanfall, and interestingly enough, part of their team also makes Apex Legends, is releasing this, this new experience. One of the directors also has experience working on God of War 3, so we know they can handle action combat. But this had an interesting release and a very weird PR cycle, because when it was announced, it was 2 years ago at EA Play, and it was just, they just said it. The game is Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. They didn't give us a logo. They didn't give us really much of anything. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. That was it. So lots of room for speculation. Then last year at EA Play, they gave us a 15-minute deep dive. But what they showed us was what we ended up seeing was 15 minutes of a dude with a lightsaber running down a corridor. And it seemed kind of linear, and it looked fairly simple. At the end of the day, Star Wars is a lightsaber fantasy, a lightsaber power fantasy for me. So I was fine with it, but a lot of folks thought that it looked too simple. It didn't look like it carried that weight that you would want, and that complexity that you would want in like a real quote-unquote game, right? So some folks were concerned. Then they took press behind doors and showed a completely different game. They showed a game with a lot of complexity, with a whole bunch of different planets that you were going to be able to go to planets that were above your power level, if you so chose, and maybe you wanted that challenge for that chance at the greater rewards. They showed that it almost played kind of like a combination of a Zelda game and a Metroid game, because you're going to different places, you know, learning new powers, backtracking. And now here we are, the game comes out on Friday. Again, we don't have the reviews, but it looks a lot more interesting to folks that are looking for something harder. It also looks like, it sounds like, based on more recent previews, it sounds like they've even taken inspiration from Dark Souls games. If for nothing else, because of the way their checkpoint system works, because you find what are essentially like prayer circles that function like bonfires in Dark Souls, which is you go there, you have the opportunity to sit and rest and heal, but if you do that, all the enemies respawn, which I am sure is frustrating. But that's part of that Dark Souls environment, right? It means resting has a cost. So this is very exciting. What is somewhat troubling is it should be part of EA Access, which is available on PS4 and on Xbox One. And they made the announcement just the other day that they were not going to be including it as part of, they were actually going to be excluding it and not including it as part of that program. So you weren't going to be able to get like your 10 hours or whatever of the game. They said that it's because they didn't want people to spoil the beginning part of the game. Personally, I think it really comes down to the review embargo is coming up today or tomorrow. The game comes out on Friday. If they had given everybody access a week early, you would have a lot of people playing the game and sharing their impressions that are not reviewers, and it would be people giving their impressions based on a limited chunk of the game, and I really think they want to control the message. I don't know that that's a good or a bad thing. That's just part of the landscape right now. But that's what they did, and that's where we are. Really interesting, though. I'm still excited to play it. I don't think it's a bad sign. I think this might just be one of those games that you need to finish in order to really accurately judge. And so maybe it just doesn't demo well. Especially maybe it doesn't demo well in the beginning of the game. So, yeah, we're obviously, you know, we're going to play. I'm actually going to be seeing some of this game in action on Friday. So I'll be able to give a report next week based on what I found. And, you know, we'll go from there. As for Rise of the Skywalker, man, this is obviously a very divisive thing, which is really frustrating considering this is supposed to be like a celebration of Star Wars. But there are a lot of folks that are just really angry about this new trilogy. And I'm not excited to see it end. I don't want it to, really. I'm happy with the you know, so 7, 8, and 9, I've been very happy with them. Well, 7 and 8 so far. And I've been really happy with the direction. I've really enjoyed what I have seen. But at the same time, man, it's listening to people complain about them exhausting. So it'll be nice to kind of get to the other side of it. Excuse me. So, yeah, I mean, that's a small gripe, but man, some of the discourse around, I mean, we talked about it yesterday, how I'm tired of listening to people talk about Pokemon. I am likewise very tired of listening to people talk about Star Wars. I just want to talk to fans. I just want to be excited and kind of embrace the hype. So, yeah, I'm going all in and getting ready to enjoy Rise of Skywalker. And now, in my opinion, it's a great time to be a Star Wars fan. All sorts of cool stuff happening. So, I'll be back soon. We'll talk about some more stuff. But until then, don't forget to get your family game on. Bye now.